Bruce. He's in the studio this morning.
Bruce, what up, man?
How's everything, my brother?
I know you are looking forward to the cookout.
Yes, I am.
You're looking forward. I understand. Sybil, are you cooking?
Sybil don't cook. Sybil has books in the oven.
That means, Sybil, you're purchasing.
I am,
right?
Purchasing and bringing to the party.
Or she got cookbooks.
No cookbooks. No. Fiction, biography.
Did you get that?
Cookbooks. Well, yeah. Folks, I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous Memorial Day. Remember the reason for the holiday. The soldiers passed away, so remember those veterans who have protected our interests. Tom, Congress continues to give us significant problems. They can't do anything at any time. They can't even pass a bill to stall the increase in student loan interest rates. Right now, the Senate is stalled right now. They're trying to pass a bill to provide a temporary freeze. Right now, the interest rate is 3.4% for student loans. And on July 1st, it is going to go up to 6.8%. The problem is they can't figure out how to pay for it because the Republicans do not want to raise taxes on corporations. It's going to cost about $6 billion on yesterday, more of a stalemate. And so, again, if they don't get their act together, you're going to see the interest rate for student loans double by July 1st. A lot of students out there, you know, student debt right now has exceeded $1 trillion. $1 trillion. And so, of course, many African-American students as well. They're trying to figure the whole deal out. We'll call $6 billion. This is where the grant. I know this Memorial Day weekend, folks going home. But trust me, when folks get back on Tuesday, we should be blowing the phone lines of the Senate up, because in this tough economic time, folks need to be able to depend on not seeing that interest rate double. Because, you know, and I talked to one student. She said that her interest rate that is accrued on her loan is now about $14,000.
Wow.
$14,000.
How much
now,
does she owe?
In her case, huh?
How much does she owe?
She owes less than what the interest is. Now, her mistake was getting a private student loan, and so that was a huge mistake there because interest rates were much higher. But again, you talk about doubling from 3.4 to 6.8. The Senate somehow can't get their stuff together, and so we have the back and forth. Republicans are saying, let's come up with a bipartisan solution. But again, the big issue, Tom, how do they pay for it? And frankly, these students are going to have to pay for it because Congress cannot get their act together. And so on Tuesday, we'll give the phone numbers out to the Senate leaders to call them up to blow their phones up, because this makes no sense whatsoever. But again, we can hook up Wall Street. We can hook up everybody else. But how in the world can we not take care of students in this country? Shows that politicians really don't care about education as they say they do.
Hypocrisy of it all.
All right, Roland. Huge. Have a good holiday weekend.
Now, folks, enjoy the ribs and brisket. No hot dogs and hamburgers for cookout. That is not a cookout.
22 past the hour.